Next item, 691, please.
Accept negotiated price of $8,185,616 from James W. Fowler Company for the construction of the Leach Upper Garden Project.
Colleagues, this is a great milestone in the Leach Botanical Garden Project. Leach is a city landmark and East Portland's hidden gem. But thanks to this project, it won't be hidden much longer. The Leach Garden Project will make this beautiful place truly a world-class destination, joining our city's other famous gardens like the International Rose Test Garden, the Japanese Garden, the Lansu Chinese Garden, and the Crystal Springs Rhododendron Garden. The redeveloped garden will include incredible new spaces like a pollinator garden, aerial tree walk, and more. I want to thank our partners who are contributing to this, including Metro, Prosper Portland, and generous donors who have contributed to Leach Garden Friends. Colleagues, in March, Council approved an alternative to the traditional low bid process because of the unique needs of this project. Today, we are being asked to consider awarding a contract to James F. Fowler Company, and we have a presentation from Lester Spittler, Chief Procurement Officer, and Ross Swanson, Parks Project Manager. Gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you. As Commissioner Fish said, I'm Lester Spittler, the Chief Procurement Officer. City Council adopted Ordinance 189-427 on March 20th that approved an exemption to the competitive low bid process. We also proposed issuing a two-step negotiated RFP process, which was something new for the city. The two-step nature is the first step is a request for qualifications. We sought out prime contractors and subcontractors that could meet the requirements of the project, and then we qualified those prime contractors and subcontractors and then issued a request for proposals as the second step to those pre-qualified contractors. So on May 6th, we issued the second step request for proposals. We received two responses as a result of that. Those proposals were reviewed and evaluated by a five-member evaluation committee, including one member of the Minority Evaluator Program. And the evaluation committee selected James W. Fowler as the highest scoring proposer. For this project, the city has established a 20% aspirational goal for State of Oregon certified disadvantaged minority-owned, women-owned, emerging small businesses, and service-disabled veteran-owned businesses for subcontractor work as well as supplier utilization. James W. Fowler has made a commitment of 34.64% utilization of certified subcontractors and material suppliers. 22.98% of that is for disadvantaged business enterprises, and 11.66 is to emerging small businesses. The breakdown of that work, there's a subcontractor, Eagle Striping Services. They are certified as an emerging small business. They are going to perform striping work. The ownership is Caucasian female. Another subcontractor, Igami Construction, is a disadvantaged, minority-owned, and emerging small business. They're going to do some signage work for the project, and they are Asian Pacific and female. Eugene William Construction is a disadvantaged, minority-owned, and emerging small business. They'll perform excavation work. They are Native American male-owned. Faison Construction will perform concrete, African American male-owned company. Innovative Manufacturing and Design is an emerging small business. They'll perform metal fabrication. They're a Caucasian male-owned company. Regional Traffic Management is a disadvantaged, minority-owned, and emerging small business. They will perform traffic control, and they are Asian Pacific male-owned. And Treecology is an emerging small business, and they will perform arborist work, and they are a Caucasian male-owned company as well. In addition to the 34.64%, since proposals were received, there is an additional subcontractor that James W. Fowler is going to use that has become certified by the state of Oregon. That's Pacific Landscape Services. They're a woman-owned business enterprise, and they will be performing landscape services, and they are a Caucasian female-owned company. So with that increase, that raises the percentage of utilization up to 55.28%, which is, you know, double what our aspirational goal is. That's phenomenal. We're really happy about that. James W. Fowler is located in Dallas, Oregon. They are not certified. They are in compliance with all of the city's contract requirements. And with that, we recommend that you accept this report and authorize execution of this contract. Ross and I are here for any questions.
Yeah, the original estimate was what, and how far above the estimate is this particular bid?
So originally it was $6.7 million, and the bid came in at $8.7 million. We were able to negotiate that down to 8.1, which you see here today, after the two-step process in working in good faith with the contractor.
And what explains the, when you look at the bids that came in and you debrief this, why did the bids come in well above the estimates?
It's a good question. On the large scale marketplace right now, there's a lot of public money in the marketplace. It's actually going in the ground as we speak this summer. So trying to get good bidders who have the capacity to take on a project like this at the right price is probably issue one. And that trickles its way down as we're negotiating the cost down with the subcontractors. You can get Fowler to move off of their numbers, but they were having issues getting the subcontractors. Again, with the firms that they got as a subcontractor, they're smaller firms, and their prices were sort of somewhat fixed. That's item one. Item two is we do have a lot of steel in the project, so although there's a lot of speculation in the steel market, so those numbers were not able to move very much. And then finally, timeline. We've requested that this be done in 1 year. That is not an easy task for the amount of work that's being done. So the contractors, as well as the subcontractors, plan on gearing up to a larger scale, and they will be working on this project 6 days a week to make sure that we get the timeline done.
You mentioned the cost of steel, and you said it was speculative. Is steel one of those commodities impacted by the tariff discussions?
I asked that question, and they were hesitant to answer that directly. That adds to the speculation, but I think to the most part, they just went back to the marketplace. This is a landscape project predominantly, but it does have a lot of steel. The buildings that you're seeing going up all over the city, I think there are 12 cranes right now in the city, that's driving the steel just from a supply and demand issue.
So the good news is our construction industry is working at near full capacity. The bad news is that builds in some inflation in terms of bidding costs.
That's, yes, exactly.
So we're generating systems development charges on a lot of construction work that's going on around the city, which helps us invest in our parks. But at the same time, our costs are going to go up a little bit.
Yes, that is, yes.
Thank you very much.
So to Commissioner Fish's point, everybody's bidding a little higher because they're anticipating a roll-up in the construction input costs, predominantly steel and concrete and labor, of course. And so when you got to the point where it came back at 8.8, you negotiated it down about 8% by my quick and dirty calculation. What are you actually negotiating down? Is that just who's going to take the risk for the potential increase in construction inputs? Or are you actually reducing scope?
That's a good question. So your first characterization is always, no matter what change order you're having, you're trying to figure out who's taking on the risk, whether it's owner or contractor. I will say Fowler and their team have been excellent to work with in those 2 weeks of negotiations. They've been pretty transparent, and I would say the process that we have done added a lot of merit to that ability to be transparent. Sorry, I'm drawing a blank here. There was the balance of risk. Scope. So the big item that came out of this scope was a misinterpretation of our warranty. The landscape contractor had assumed quite a large one-year obligation that they were going to have staff out there sort of making sure everything is, you know, at a premium level for the entire year. We have the benefit on this project that we have Leech Garden Friends out there who have a huge volunteer staff as well as professional gardens on staff. So when we started comparing notes on who thought we were taking care of what, we were able to reduce a lot of that scope. Okay. It's not scope that's actually going to go on the ground. In this case, it's just maintenance scope. There's some other issues and small items, and we've also identified future savings just from timing for this to get under contract. We've agreed to defer those additional savings talks to hopefully August 1 when we're under contract.
Okay. Very good. I'll entertain a motion.
Move the report.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Any further discussion? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Commissioner Fish, you've been a champion for Leech Gardens as long as I've known you, and you must be
very delighted that this project is moving forward. Ron Swanson, thank you so much. Ron, I did it again. Ross Swanson. Delightful having, especially when I was in charge of Portland Parks, to have Portland Parks and Rec done in a very different way, and I really appreciate the work that you do to make sure that everything gets done correctly, on time, on budget, and great minority and women participation. Thank you, Lester Butler, for that as well. Aye.
Fish?
Well, Commissioner Fritz, right back at you. You've been a champion of the Leech Garden. It is the hidden gem in East Portland. It will be one of the great attractions in East Portland when this investment is concluded. And as we heard in the presentation, there's a sense of urgency in terms of doing the work, because in June of 2020, Portland is hosting the American Public Garden Movement. Yeah. And we'll have the most important people in that movement here for a convention. And we want to show off all of our great gardens, including Leech Botanical Gardens. So thank you for an excellent report. I vote aye.
Wheeler?
I'm happy to support this. I vote aye. The report's accepted. Thank you.
Thank you.